T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So there's Aaron Rodgers. We started to talk about Aaron Rodgers last night in the last 10 minutes of the show. Not enough time. There's a... this is a story, a headline in the New York Times. Scientists fight a new source of vaccine misinformation. Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers quarterback, one of the most visible athletes in the country last week, used anti-vaccination rhetoric. That's like he used a gun. He used a bazooka. He used anti-vaccination rhetoric. Which is more powerful? Oh, they're all so dangerous. They're all so scary. Anti-vaccination rhetoric as his reasoning for not getting vaccinated. I think he used rational thinking. Why are they demonizing his thinking? Wow. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is not just the NFL's reigning most valuable player. He's a celebrity who transcends the nation's most popular sport. A household name on par with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. That accurate, Anthony? Is he as big as those two?
I would say...
on par?
Yeah. Yeah, they're right there. They're very, very close.
So when news broke that Aaron Rodgers tested positive for the coronavirus last week and was unvaccinated, Rodgers justified his decision to not get vaccinated by speaking out against the highly effective vaccines and spewing a stream of misinformation and junk science. Medical professionals were disheartened, not just because it will make it harder now for them to persuade adults to get vaccinated, but because they are also starting to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds. It sounds like what they mean here is you shouldn't speak anything, even the truth, while they're in the middle of gearing up to try to make sure everybody gets vaccinated. But can you see, the language here is just, it strikes me as over the top in their obvious bias, which I know isn't surprising, but it's still shocking to me that this is what we have to deal with. The bigotry and the contempt and the hatred from the people who claim to be the party of love, the compassion crowd, who hates the free exchange of ideas, the liberals who don't believe in basic liberal values. How do they do this? How do they look themselves in the mirror and not even feel grossed out about it? I don't get that. Anyway, so Rodgers seems like a reasonable guy if you listen to him. Let me just play a little before we take some phone calls and get oriented here. A little bit of Aaron Rodgers talking in an interview last week.
So this idea that it's the pandemic of the unvaccinated is just a total lie. And I go back to like these two questions for the, for this world mob. Like, number one, if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID and unfortunately dying from COVID?
Now, that's a reasonable question, isn't it? It's not a conclusive point in and of itself, but it is a reasonable question, I think. Medical professionals were disheartened, the Times story says, not just because it will make it harder for them to persuade adults to get vaccinated, but because here come the kids. Well, maybe his viewpoint is valuable to the children as well.
Like, if the vaccine is so safe, then how come the manufacturers of the vaccine have full immunity?
Not an unreasonable question.
So let's just step back and realize, like, this vaccine is revolutionary, the things that they're doing. However, we don't know a whole lot about it. And to just say that it's a blanket for all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless. And for the media out there taking shots at me, like, you don't know my story, now you do. So quit lying about me. And personal health decisions, in my opinion, should be private.
My body, my choice. Can you believe the Neanderthal man falling back on logic so lame as my body, my choice? The left is now saying they're the ones who invented it. Now they're the ones who have abandoned it. No more my body, my choice for them, because they're all about the hateful values of anti-liberalism. You're not supposed to have free speech. You're not supposed to have the free exchange of ideas in order to let the best ideas percolate. What's this all about? Stephen Springfield, hi.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing? Well, you are such a fantastic voice of reason. I bet you studied Aristotelian logic.
Oh, maybe for a few minutes.
Yeah. Hey, but that's all the Democrats do is scare people. That, you know, they can't let go of climate change no matter what, because it's a huge fundraiser for them. I mean, and that's really what it's about. I mean, they're like those scam artists on TV. You know, that's what it is.
They are on TV, and they are scam artists. So they're not like the scam artists on TV. They are the scam artists on TV. Which ones are you thinking about, though?
One of these days, we're going to have an idiot Democrat president, and we're going to have a major war, and we're not going to have enough gasoline or fuel to fuel our tanks and airplanes to supplement to participate in that war. Because you can't have electric airplanes and tanks. What are we going to convert? This is really about destroying our military.
I don't, you know, it's possible to look at the policies that Democrats support, especially the ones they don't talk about, but they make happen, and hypothesize anything. We need some evidence to support the hypotheses, because there's so many of them. Really, there's no way to choose, Steve. But I'm with the spirit of what you're saying. Thank you for the call, 860-522-9842. What are they up to, truly? Lisa's calling from Plainville. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you, Todd? How's your day?
Are you an Aaron Rodgers fan?
Well, I have a real problem with what Aaron Rodgers did, because I've been a nurse for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And when COVID first came out, I was in the first group, the 1A group, along with the seniors in nursing homes who were in the 1B group who needed to be vaccinated. Personally, I would not have gotten the vaccine. I wouldn't. But because I'm a healthcare provider and now I am employed, and in order to work, I need to get the vaccine. So I understand the right not to be vaccinated. But what I think Aaron Rodgers did because of his celebrity was completely wrong, because he is employed by someone. He is not a sole
provider. But describe what it is he did that was wrong.
So making it about semantics and saying I'm, whatever he said, immunized, either you're vaccinated,
yes,
or you're not. So I have a hard time, because I'm an employee and I've been a nurse for 36 years. I can see both sides of this, but you can't have it both ways. You can't be an employee and not be vaccinated when you were told to be vaccinated. And I can't, if I ever pulled what Aaron Rodgers did as a nurse number one and as a person number two by saying, oh yeah, I'm immunized. Okay, great. Well, where's your vaccination card? So I just fundamentally
but hang on a sec. That isn't that the correct response? If somebody says I'm immunized,
no.
That is not the same as saying I'm vaccinated. So the natural thing to do is to say, can we see your card, please?
Right. So I think what happened was the immunized word is ridiculous. I mean, you're either vaccinated or you're not. And it's my understanding in the NFL, you do need, because you Aaron Rodgers is employed by the NFL. He doesn't get to make up his own rules. Do I agree with my choice to be vaccinated or not? Absolutely. But
the only the thing is, in this interview he did, he said, so I understand what you're saying, and those were my first thoughts too. And then I heard him say that everybody in the league knows that I'm not vaccinated. It's common knowledge. All the reporters know, all the teams know, all the players know. And if that's true, and he's using that language, and nobody, he's having a press conference, and nobody asks him what he means by immunized, then it strikes me that there's something weird going on here that he isn't necessarily to blame for. And if everybody knew in the league, then he didn't have such a high burden of transparency, given that it was already common knowledge.
It's another level of wrong to me. Granted, I agree with you that people kind of kept this hidden. But as someone who has seen COVID up front, eyeball to eyeball, and watching people die alone, so it is a valid disease.
No doubt.
Would I have taken the vaccine? No, I would not. So,
and why not?
So it was a therapeutic at first. It wasn't a vaccine at first. It was a therapeutic. And I really have a hard time with this politically, because when Trump had the vaccine, so Trump vaccine bad, Biden vaccine good. So I look at the science, and the science says to me, if I am injected with this material, will I never get this disease again? And you cannot prove this vaccine out with COVID. So it's meaningless. So to get this shot is meaningless, because I have just as much ability to get COVID as anybody else. People make up stats all the time. 80% of the vaccinated people won't get COVID. Nobody really knows what the percentage is.
And that because that number is moving all the time, Lisa. Lisa, thank you for the call, and thanks for spending so much time. Appreciate hearing your thoughts. 860-522-9842. We'll pause briefly, take more phone calls coming up on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
So I think it's good that Aaron Rodgers did this. It would have been better if he had just stood up and said, I will not get vaccinated, and face the music, because that would have put some pressure on the league.
Yeah.
So it does look like, sorry, what's that, Anthony?
I was going to say he purposely misled people. I'll say that. I don't necessarily disagree with what he did. To that last caller's point, the whole like Trump vax versus Biden vax, he even said that. And on top of the rules, they weren't required to get vaccinated in the NFL. They were just highly encouraged. If you did not get vaccinated, there were a lot of protocols that you had to adhere to.
Well, that's right. It was, but New York City had it. So that's why there was some controversy with the Jets, right? About somebody there.
Yeah, well, that's they're different, but at the same time, their stadium isn't even in New York. So I don't know if they necessarily had to legally get it, unless they live in the city.
Sorry. But has the NFL ever put in a mandate?
No. I mean, they highly encourage their players to get it, and it it definitely, if you are on the lower end of the totem pole, say you are a practice squad player or someone who is on the fringe of making the team or not, if you had or had didn't have the vaccine, that would, it determined a lot of things for some players.
Right, that would hurt your chances if you were fringe. But if you're a superstar like him,
exactly,
then you get the leeway. Okay, so he did, he didn't really do anything wrong then in my book, and even being cute with the words is his
prerogative. And his team knew.
He's not breaking any rules.
Exactly, his team knew, and he was tested every day, which you are tested more than the people who are vaccinated who could also possibly have COVID. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, you have to look at all sides of this.
It's debatable which is better if you are one of his teammates.
Yeah.
Plus, these guys are in the best conditioning in the world. I haven't heard of any of these players being having a problem with the disease when they get sick. Anybody heard that? Have you, Anthony?
I don't think so. And I mean, it's funny because all these politicians, they flaunted free fast food for the vaccine, but, you know, some healthy NFL player with
a
trainer, you know, they don't know what they're doing with their body.
That's true, too. Carmen calling from West Hartford. Hello, Carmen.
Good afternoon, Todd. I'm
excuse me one sec before you start. I just want to tease that Dr. Harvey Risch is going to be here in about 15 minutes. He is a epidemiologist from Yale who was one of the main guys in the country who was saying that the data looked good on hydroxychloroquine even when everybody was trying to make you out to be a moron if you wanted to use it. Anyway, Harvey will be here 10 minutes, I guess it'll be. Okay, so, sorry, go ahead, Carmen.
These left-wing sports people are angrier at Aaron Rodgers than they are at somebody who drove 156 miles an hour drunk and killed a woman. They're angrier at Aaron Rodgers for choosing not to get jabbed. We're not going to call it a vaccine because vaccines work. Vaccines protect people. So let's call it what it is, a shot, a jab. They're angrier at him than they are at other athletes that have committed murder and done numerous other things to taint sports, which is total madness.
Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense here. I don't know. I have trouble with that argument on the vaccines that you made, that because there are a lot of vaccines that don't provide 100% protection. And it does make you safer, reportedly, the vaccine. Less likely to catch it, and if you do catch it, you don't get it as badly. So it is protection.
The ones we got as kids for polio and what have you work well, don't they?
Polio works, I guess, near 100%. But the flu vaccine, we've never complained about. They call it the flu vaccine regularly, and the flu vaccine is given every year, and it's a different one because they never know. It only works on 30% efficacy.
Right.
Because of the how quickly the – so I'm not sure about that aspect of it being a strong argument, but – the point is we should be able to have discussions about these things, and people should have a right to their bodies, right? My body, my choice.
Right, and they say he lied. I mean, I don't think he lied. You got athletes like, well, former athletes like, I heard Boomer Esiason, and he's 100% for NHLers, Major League Baseball players, NFL players getting vaccinated. These guys are in the prime of their life. They're in the greatest shape. And I don't know if you've heard, but I've heard, I can't really name a source, but three athletes not in major sports are in hospitals from the vaccine. So let's really not keep saying how great a vaccine is. That isn't that great.
Well, I think we would feel differently about the vaccine and be more open to it. Thank you for the call, Carmen. If the disease was more acute than it is, as deadly as it has been, it wasn't as bad as it might have been. And I think a lot of the government response has been an overreaction based on a fear that it might have been worse. And that's led to a lot of our problems because they made bad decisions about how to respond to it. And they keep protecting those bad decisions, I think, with more bad decisions so they can be consistent. I'm very excited for, I'm glad that Ned is indicating that he wants to run for re-election because I know it's premature because we don't have a strong opponent for him yet. But if a strong opponent, somebody with big name recognition or a ton of money or whatever the thing is that would give them a chance against Ned, I'm dying for somebody to just expose him for the fraud that he is. Yes, Anthony.
I just wanted to say before we wrap up here, that thing Shattuck was talking about in the crossover, the tweet of all the deplorables pretending your kids won't be vaccinated. You're wrong. They're Americans. Mm-hmm. They will be. I think stuff like that detracts more from the vaccine than Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion. Like people that are on
the
fence.
She harms the cause.
Yes. I think people that are on the fence, if they see some crazy Democrat like that say, this isn't your right, we're vaccinating your kids, I think people will just say, all right, then I'm not getting it. Rather than something like Aaron Rodgers, I think people don't really even think twice about that, unless you're a Packers fan.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard her say it yet, but the way Shattuck described it sounded awful. Let's get a news update. Then Dr. Harvey Risch will be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.